Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 26 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday evening. What is this? This is November 19th, 2009. Broadcasting live from high atop a teetering stack of musty vinyl records. That's right, tonight all the music on the program you're going to hear is from vinyl records on hand-me-up turntables from my little brother Nick. We're celebrating the sixth-month anniversary of Hinky Dinky Time, and I felt it was an opportunity to challenge myself. There's plenty of opportunities for mistakes, spinning an hour worth of music on two turntables, but let's get right into it. It's evening, but I've been thinking about music all day, and this is war, and this is all day music.
Play. Yeah, yeah.
know, if you got the impression that I was in the process of dialing in the sound and the levels during that song, you were correct. There are a variety of technological means to make life simple when doing a show, primarily with digital files that are not available to me when I'm spinning records. It's going to be interesting. None of these records are going to want to play at the same volume, and it's going to be all kinds of fun. We like to honor our sponsor each week, and of course you know who that is.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Where else indeed? You know, yesterday was, or would have been, the 100th birthday or anniversary of the birth of the great Johnny Mercer, actor, songwriter, producer, A&R man, singer. And I had a request for some Johnny Mercer that I couldn't fill on vinyl, but we're going to listen to a Johnny Mercer song tonight. This is Mel Torme with George Shearing, and this is Mel's arrangement of This Time the Dream's on Me.
Somewhere, someday, we'll be close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you'll look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one, to know that I supply the shoulder you cry upon, to see you through till you're everything you want to be. It can come true, this time the dream's on me.
tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Will I keep on thinking about you, sister golden hair surprise? And I just can't live without you, can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you make it? Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister of golden hair surprise, and I just can't live without. You see it in my eyes. Now I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on the mind. Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the air? Will you love me just a little, just enough to show me?
We love the 70s here at Hinky Dinky Time Radio, and that, of course, was America with Sister Golden Hair, in case anybody was of a mind to look up the words and sing along. You know, as far as America goes, the Omaha area is about as close to a hometown as those guys had, since at least one of them was an Air Force brat. I think Jerry Beckley went to high school around Bellevue. When I went to go and see America, that was 30 years ago this summer at the Municipal Auditorium in Omaha, Nebraska, it was something of a homecoming. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. Of course, getting back to what we heard just before that, the Johnny Mercer song, This Time the Dream's on Me, in honor of his 100th birthday yesterday. And, of course, the music there was written by the late Harold Arlen. And let's listen to a modern recording of an old song.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the model. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run. I made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, with brick, rivet, and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell. Full of that Yankee doodly dumb. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Oh, say, don't you remember, they called me Al. Yeah, it was Al all the time. Why don't you remember, I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime? Remember, they called me Al. Yeah, it was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Brother, can you spare a dime?
I'd like to tell you that that was Rufus featuring Chaka Khan from the 1975 album Rufus featuring Chaka Khan and their cover of the Bee Gees' Jive Talkin'. And in regards to that version of Brother, Can You Spare a Time? Spare some time. I got the time. It's 8:53 here in the studios. That was Phil Alvin, formerly of the Blasters, singing Yip Harburg and Jay Gordy's Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And on that track, Phil is backed by Sun Ra and the orchestra, and that is from 1986. And I know there's some folks out there that will appreciate that. And this next number isn't who you think it is. Well, it is, but it isn't. It's not the Rolling Stones. It's Mick Jagger. And it's from a motion picture soundtrack from a film you've probably never seen called Performance. And we'll talk about that after the song. Let's listen to it.
San Antone on a hot and dusty night. We were eating eggs and Sammy's when the black man there drew his knife. Oh, you drowned that Jew in Rampton as he washed his sleeveless shirt. You know, that Spanish-speaking gentleman, the one that we all call Kurt. Come now, gentlemen, I know there's some mistake. How forgetful I'm becoming now. You fixed your business straight. I remember you in Hemlock Road, 1956. You're a faggy little leather boy with a smaller piece of stick. You're a lashing, smashing hunker man. Your sweat shines sweet and strong. Your organ's working perfectly, but there's a part that's not screwed on. I want you at the Coke convention back in 1965. And you're the mess break great executive I see heavily advertised. And you're the great gray man daughter licks policeman's buttons clean. You're the man who squats behind the man who works the soft machine. Come now, gentlemen, your love is all I crave. You'll still be in the circus when I'm laughing. When the old men do the fighting and the young men all look on, and the young girls eat their mother's meat from tubes of plasticon. Be wary, please, my gentle friends, of all the skins you breathe. They have a tasty habit, they eat the hands that bleed. So remember who you say you are and keep your noses clean. Boys will be boys and play with toys, so be strong. strong with your bees. Oh, Rosie dear, don't you think it's queer? So stop me if you please. The baby's dead, my lady said, you gentlemen, why you all work for me?
Well, that was Memo from Turner, from the film Performance, starring Mick Jagger and directed by, I think, William Camel and Nicholas Roeg, and I'll have to dig and find out what year that was. And I'm not exactly sure who exactly, you know, Patti Smith was singing about when she sang this song, but I'd like to think it, you know, she had in mind people like Mick Jagger and Jim Morrison and God knows who all else. I don't know. Maybe Jerry Lee Lewis, for all I know.
Well, I haven't fucked much with the past, but I've fucked plenty with the future. Over the skin of silk or scars from the splinters of stations and walls I've caressed. Stages like each bolt of wood, like a log of Helen. It's my pleasure. I would measure the success of a night by the amount of piss and seed I could exude all over the columns that nestled the PA. Some nights I'd surprise everybody by skipping off with a skirt of green. Not sewed over with flat metallic circles which dazzled and flashed. The nights were violet and the were white. I had no amount of veil, I couldn't bear to use it. It was crapped on Cape May Coburn. But now that my hair itself is a veil and a scalp, inside is a scalp of that crazy and sleepy Comanche. Rise beneath this matting of skin. I wake up, I am lying peacefully. I'm lying peaceful and my knees are open to the sun. I desire him. He is absolutely ready to seize me. And in heart, I am Muslim. In heart, I am an American. And in heart, I'm a Muslim. In heart, I'm an American artist. And I have no guilt. I seek pleasure. I seek nerves under your skin. The narrow archway, the layers, the scroll of ancient letters. We worship the flaw, the belly, the mole in the belly of an exquisite whore. You spare the child and spoil the rod. I have not sold myself to God.
We'll be right back.
I hope we can all understand what Patti Smith was really talking about there in the song Rock and Roll Nigger, about being outside of society. And I guess she was singing about Jimi Hendrix and Jackson Pollock and Jesus Christ and anybody else you think fits that mold, trying to make a world that isn't the one that was prescribed for them. And of course, how do we follow that up but like this? Yes, of course, we move right from the shocking and profane to this week's Nebraska Cornhusker football report, because what else can we do? Of course, Saturday afternoon, the Huskers play Kansas State, the Wildcats, for the distinct honor of traveling to Arlington, Texas to have their hearts ripped from their chests and eaten whole by the Texas Longhorns in the Big 12 championship game, because what else can possibly happen? Apparently, the fallout from Nebraska handing the University of Kansas their fifth consecutive victory is now Coach Mark Mangino is in the hot seat. He may not last much longer. Apparently, he poked a player in the chest, and I guess that's just not done. Back to the Huskers. Key to the success seemed to be offensive coordinator Sean Watson taking crib notes from athletic director and former head coach Tom Osborne, who intervened and altered the offense, which was a good thing, because the one thing that KU needed to do to beat Nebraska was handle Nebraska's powerful defensive line, and they did that and still lost. How is that possible? I don't know. But I'm grateful the Huskers have a chance for advancement at this point, and that's a good thing. And that was this week's Nebraska Cornhusker football report. Whoops, wait. What the hell? There we go. Let's try it. Wait a minute. Let's fade this in. This is Brian Prothero, and this is a song called Pinball. Told you there'd be mistakes.
And I run out of pale ale, and I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. They say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder was she really what they said. Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend. Didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy, about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out cause they just couldn't make it rhyme. You turned your back on the party game. Yeah. Mama, if I keep my head clean, will I really have a good dream? Or will I wake up in confusion just the same? We'll be right back.
solitaire there was somebody's dream. Billboard horizons as black as the sea. Four level highways across the land were building a home for the family of man. One man believed us with so much to say.
That's Itty Bitty Paul Williams. You probably thought that was Three Dog Night when that song was kicking in. No, that's Paul Williams. He wrote that song. And, you know.
Wonderful Radio London. Whoopee.
Well, not exactly, but I'm doing the best I can. And, yeah, you probably thought that was Three Dog Night, and it wasn't. But this is, and this goes out to my brother. Because he deserves it, and he'll know why this is going out to him. So will my dad, for that matter.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. Thank you.
sure wish we could find that cassette, Dad. I can picture it in my mind right now. It was a Scotch brand, 3M cassette, and I think it was... I can picture your old tape deck from Swanson Tower, but I can't remember what brand it was. I don't think we're going to find that tape. That's a damn shame. My dad is tuned in now, and I'm going to play a little bit more Johnny Mercer, but again, not his request. This is Jerry Butler, and if you know about Jerry Butler, he's from Chicago. He was a member of the Impressions, along with Curtis Mayfield, and I like this version of this Johnny Mercer classic.
Someday, rainmaker, you old heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifter, off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows, waiting round the bend. My huckleberry friend.
Don't suppose anybody really needs to be told that that was Moon River. Let's take a look at that. It's not an original vintage piece of vinyl. This is a Rhino reissue from sometime in the 1980s. And of course, Moon River was written by Johnny Mercer with music by Henry Mancini. And that's from a motion picture. And of course, most people know the Andy Williams version. It was a signature song for Andy. I'm not going to hear any Andy tonight, and that's probably a shame. We're going to hear some Neil Diamond, though. And this is the title cut off of one of my favorite Neil Diamond albums. This is Neil singing Stones. If I can get things fired up here.
Stones would play inside her head, and where she slept, they made her bed. And she would ache for love and get good stones. La 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 la. Lordy child,
good day's coming, and I'll be there to let the sun in. And being lost is worth the coming home. La 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 on the stones. Time for planting, you and me, a harvest granting. The every prayer ever prayed for just two wild flowers that grow. La 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 la, la on stone.
We're rounding the clubhouse turn here on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We've got a few more songs, and that'll be it for this week. And this is Ms. Joni Mitchell from the Court and Spark album. Let's see if you know this one.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. Popular song.
well, you know, we're close to the end, and you know, I'm guilty of one egregious lapse of judgment and only a couple of minor technical errors, so it could have gone a whole lot worse. I appreciate all of you tuning in live and on the archive for episode 26 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, November 19th, 2009. We're going to wrap things up here shortly. This is J.J. Cale from his Naturally album, and this is a song. It was a big hit for Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I'm awful fond of J.J.'s version. This is Call Me the Breeze.
Here's one of your rock and roll favorites, friend.
On a sweet Thursday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday.
I'd like to remind those of you tuning in late that there will be a rebroadcast following immediately after the closing theme. Of course, if you'd like to be reminded, that is Sweet Thursday by Johnny Mathis. And it is our Thursday night closing theme music to the Hinky Dinky Time Radio. See y'all here next week, folks.
Just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.